Millions of people tune in every Monday night to watch the combustible mix of bottomless white wine, 10-person hot tubs, and endless supply of red roses that is The Bachelor. Chris Harrison has been the level-headed, normal guy host of The Bachelor and his chief companion show, The Bachelorette, for its 13-year run. His newest venture debuts Tuesday, a novel called The Perfect Letter.
It doesn't mention the show. There's not one rose or one hot tub, but obviously you can't be on and immersed and produce The Bachelor and Bachelorette for 13 years and not learn something and not take something and have it bleed over into the pages of The Perfect Letter.
When The Bachelor debuted back in 2003, the show was criticized for its treatment of women.
It was tough. You know, I'm a conservative Texas boy.
Conservative, you mean like kind of family values,
yeah,
traditional?
Yeah, I'm a down-home conservative guy. You know, I'm married. I had a child. I was on the way to having another child. Church-going guy and mom and dad and apple pie and the whole thing. And it's like I was more worried about, am I going to be able to go home and see my family after we do this show? And really when they explained to me that that's why they wanted me, they wanted that guy next door, the down-home guy, that would be the kind of the moral compass and the moral barometer on this show and call people out if they misstep or whatever. And it has been an amazing study in human behavior. But I'll never forget, to your point, early on when we decided to do The Bachelorette. I think it was the New York Times or Post, whatever, wrote this big article of, you know, how we had just set women back 100 years. And so we had to face a lot of that stuff.
You know, another social critique people have brought up is the lack of diversity that, over more than a decade now, many seasons, there's not been much diversity, you know, or any really in terms of the bachelors or the bachelorettes. They've all been white, right?
Well, I mean, it's tricky. I mean, I guess if you don't count Latinos or Greek or whatever, it's like, you know, I think honestly diversity has a very specific face, mm-hmm. and that's African American. You know, when people say that,
Asian bachelors,
right. We've had say Juan Pablo 2 bachelors ago.
Okay.
And he's Venezuelan, didn't really speak English all that great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's as diverse as you could possibly get. But that really doesn't do it. And you're right, it hasn't been 50-50 for sure. It has not. Would we love to get better at that? And will we get better at it? Sure, we will. But it also takes, unfortunately, we've done a little bit of this ourselves. We've dug this ditch, but we don't get the same, you know, cross-section of casting, people that apply for the show. You don't get the same amount of Caucasian, African-American, Asian, Latino, whatever, like to choose from.
Why do you think that is? Like who is sending you the
I think a lot of different things. You know, I think, you know, far be it from me, you know, white Caucasian male to speak on behalf of any, you know, ethnic group, but, you know, they don't see themselves represented on television. And so they, you know, I would assume, why would I be going to do this if I'm, you know, I don't see myself there anyway.
It's a self-perpetuating thing.
Yeah. And so, you know, I get that. And again, that's why I would go back and say we in some ways have been our own worst enemy in that regard. And we have had to make strides to change that, to try and embrace any minority group, not just African-American, but anything, to try and draw that into the show, because we did as much harm as anybody because they haven't seen themselves represented. But you also have to understand, and this is it's such a tricky subject. And mm-hmm. I hate that it is a tricky subject, because as soon as you say, you know, race, racism, ethnicity, minorities, all of a sudden, everybody's waiting for you to say something politically incorrect.
Sure.
And for it to be a scandal. And when you're a white guy, middle-aged white guy, talking about diversity, you're already 5 steps behind. You're mm-hmm. already in trouble, because there's nothing you can say that's going to be good, that's going to go well. Because if I say something positive, who are you? If I say something negative, then you're a racist. It's a really difficult subject, unfortunately, to speak about. And by God, we should be. Like, why can't we have an honest conversation about it?
There's definitely some of that. And I appreciate you talking about it like this. What would you do going forward? I mean, do you have plans going forward to...
Well, I think we have to do a better job of casting. And then the other thing, too, and again, what I was going to say, and this is where what worries me about speaking about it, honestly, is... television is a business like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just say we're changing the world. Take race out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Save the whales. We're going to make the entire show about saving the whale or the spotted owl. Well, that's great. But what happens when our show is off in 6 months and you're not watching it anymore? And now we're, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people are out of a job. And by the way, the people that work for us, behind the scenes? I know that we haven't done a great job of representing on camera, but off camera, white, black, Latino, Asian, straight, gay, men, women. I mean, that's who works on The Bachelor. That's who works on every production in Hollywood. So we also want to keep all of our jobs. And so we're going to do the best job we can of reaching diversity, having more of that represented on the show. And to that end, we're going to try and cast the show better. We're going to do our best. But at the same time, what justice are we doing anybody by taking a great social stand and then 5 months later going, okay, that was great. Nobody watched the show. Advertisers have to buy this show. Advertisers have to buy the next season of the show. I need millions of people to want to watch this show. And let me tell you something. If you're white, black, Asian, whatever, if I think a million more people are going to watch, that is, you go in that direction because that is what's going to sell and be a successful business. But to go in and just say, I have no social responsibility on the show regardless, that's silly.
It's been 13 years now?
Yeah.
How long did you think this would be going on? Did you think this would have the kind of legs that it would have?
A few hours. I thought it'd make, you know, yeah. Look, anybody in this business who says, you know, I have a guaranteed hit or I know this is going to be a hit is either ignorant or a liar or both, because you don't know. I mean, people have created great shows, produced wonderful television, and nobody tunes in. Vice versa, people have produced some really crappy television and mediocre stuff, and for some reason it hits. But The Bachelor, I really thought would last. I was hoping it would last a few hours. I would meet someone at the network and it would lead to a real job.
So, well, now that you have the benefit of hindsight looking back, what's behind the staying power, do you think?
I mean, the concept is genius. It really is. The fact that Mike Fleiss based the entire concept on the one thing that no matter where I go in the world, and you want to get back to race, economic status, gender, sexual preference, or whatever, I don't care where you go in the world, there's one currency that always matters, and that's companionship, relationships. You know, it works. And that's all the show has ever been about. And that's, you look at all the ripoff shows, I bet that we are the most ripped off franchise in television. How many dating shows and other, you know, spinoffs of our show have you seen? Some have actually worked decent, but our show stays because it's never been about anything. There's no catch. And so that, I think, it, in its simplicity, it's been so genius and it's worked so well for so many years.
Chris Harrison's new novel is called The Perfect Letter. He's been hosting The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, which the new season of The Bachelorette comes on, yeah, on Monday.
The 18th.
Thank you very much for coming here and talking with us. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.